Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. Idolatry, putting anything or anyone before God, is a widespread condition, not only in America, but around the world, and just one of the types of conduct that will keep us from inheriting the kingdom of God. Our personal conduct counts, and it is pivotal in determining our eternal destination. Just why it is so important, and how God knows and keeps track of what we do, is worth exploring and understanding. But Apostle Paul wants us to be aware and warned that there is more to salvation than just acknowledging who Jesus is and believing on his name. It is therefore imperative that we recognize the fact that regardless of all the other good work we may do in Jesus' name, our personal conduct can disqualify us from inheriting the kingdom. Now that we know what can disqualify us, we must be careful to avoid those things while focusing on the positive aspects of personal conduct the apostle also tells us about in the verses that follow. Yesterday, we began a new series of BTU lessons that focus on lifestyle priorities. The goal of the series is to help us to live out our faith in a world we are called to live in, but not be like. We will address concerns such as how do we maintain a Christian identity? What makes us different from non-Christians besides our belief in the person of Jesus Christ? What do we have in common with non-Christians, and where and how do we distinguish ourselves, and many more personal faith concerns and questions. The Great Commission is for us to make disciples of all nations, but that task becomes increasingly difficult if and when we are too distracted and caught up in the world and not trying to save the people in it. Are we affecting the world, or is it affecting us? I anticipate some interesting and relevant observations from our group discussions that will challenge us and lead us to reevaluate our personal relationship with God in Christ and our personal calling and role in this world. I invite all of you to take time over the next 2 weeks to evaluate, pray, and meditate over the discussion questions that were given out yesterday, and be prepared to share your thoughts with the rest of the congregation. Some extra ones were left out in the vestibule for those who did not get one during BTU. Let's encourage one another to take part and get involved in this important discussion. Finally, let's keep one another in prayer, as several members are recovering from surgery, others are dealing with illnesses, and so many other issues we must address day by day. Also, when you get the chance, congratulate Sister Wanda Hubbard on her well-deserved retirement. Well, that's all for now. Until we meet again, blessings and peace.